The venue for the ongoing Walmart debate will be different tonight, the chambers of the Roanoke Park City Council, but the issues haven't changed since April, when the retail giant's bid to expand their existing store to include a 32,000-square-foot grocery operation was rejected on a 4-0 vote by the city's planning commission. That vote focused on the environmental impact report for the project, which Denny Rosati, executive director of Sonoma County Conservation Action, says does not adequately address traffic concerns or Walmart's effect on other existing local businesses.
The greenhouse gases weren't looked at the way we would like them to have been. We feel like there are more issues with blight that are very concerning. And the actual EIR does point out that one of the markets in town likely will be going out of business as a result of the supercenter coming in with a grocery. There's also impacts on the local supply chain when Walmart comes in. You know, you have a store like Pacific Market who has over 100 local vendors that are supplying their store. And if they go out of business, Walmart is not going to pick up those local vendors.
Rosati adds that the Walmart site is close to the planned smart train station in Roanoke Park, but is a poor neighbor for a transportation hub.
The smart station for Roanoke Park will be within a quarter mile of this expansion area. So looking on the long term, what's the best use of the land within that quarter mile? Is it better to have large retail outlets where people are forced to drive, or is it better to create more of a mixed-use infill-type environment? And our perspective would be for the infill, for the people.
Ben Boyce, a board member for the Accountable Development Coalition, which also opposes the Walmart expansion, warns that the company's size and aggressive pricing threaten other businesses as well.
The track record of these supercenters is that they become a regional draw because they can undercut the prices based on their low wages and their capacity to run at a loss at a given center for an extended period of time until they drive their competition under, at which point then the prices rise up closer to the median.
Boyce notes that grocery sales are not taxed, so the project offers scant fiscal benefit to the city. But it does carry some significant hidden costs.
The average Bay Area supermarket has about $8 an hour in benefits. Walmart averages about $2 an hour per employee. That difference is coming out of the public sector healthcare system. So there's a hidden cost that is becoming more apparent, and that's why communities across Northern California are resisting these Walmart supercenters because they realize that they're a net drain on the economic resources of the community.
Concerns about those costs have fueled decisions to reject similar Walmart expansion plans in Antioch earlier this week and in Milpitas last month, Boyce says. With two discount grocery stores already open in Roanoke Park, he argues there is no unmet market to be tapped, only a burdensome business model that drives down wages along with prices.
The further we go down this road, the more difficult it becomes to create the kind of healthy, vibrant local economy which will raise our standards up. So we're saying let's draw the line here. Walmart is not the solution to our economic problems.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB.